In Nicaragua, the cultivation of white shrimp, Litopenius vanimae, is a hydrobiological product that contributes significant foreign exchange to the country's economy. The success obtained in this area is due to the fact that businessmen and producers have encouraged, expanded and technified the productive areas meant to shrimp farming. However, the growth of this industry has been affected by the incidences of viral and bacterial diseases, causing problems at a social and economic level in the field, which is why throughout the evolution of shrimp farming and the diseases that they affected, in parallel studies, it have been carried out in order to find alternatives to minimize the impact of pathogens on the farming. Finding shrimp growing inland, practice that it is carried out in many developed countries, and in which similar results to traditional production are presented. The purpose of this study was to compare the growth of white shrimp from traditional farming systems and inland farming, through the implementation of two treatments that consist of subjecting organisms to optimal salinities, T1, and salinities close to zero, T2 being this the only variant in the management of the crop during a period of 49 days, and with a density of 27 org M2, obtaining results of final weights of 17.75 grams for T1 and 12 grams for T2, revealing that the physical and chemical factor effects did not affect shrimp growth during the study.